As long as Congress can be bought, why shouldn't all of us be able to do the buying?
You know, a lawyer friend of mine said, oh, that sounds great, but go check the bribery statute.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. And that is campaign finance attorney Jonathan Zucker, who 3 months ago co-founded a website intended to give small campaign donors the clout of big campaign donors. It's a website called If Then Fund, which lets you attach a condition to your political contributions. For example, you pledge $100 for passage of that new trade bill Congress is considering. The site tracks the bill, and if Congress passes it, then all the members who voted yes share your donation and the donations of everyone else who wanted it to pass. You could also earmark your donation to oppose the bill, in which case, if it fails, then the no votes get the money. And co-founder Zucker says since the site doesn't reveal the amount of money at stake for a given vote until after the vote takes place, there's nothing illegal about this. And as for the benefit, he's hoping this will finally force Congress to focus on the issues with the widest appeal.
Over time, through the influence of campaign contributions, we would hopefully see Congress shift more back towards where the most of the country is.
Although he admits there's nothing to prevent Congress from just passing a constant stream of offsetting hot-button bills to game the system.
And what you might actually end up seeing is just a shift to negative giving, saying, wait, we're going to start just trying to throw the bums out.
Which is pretty much where we are now anyway. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.